I know. We need to get Jorn Vandersloot in the Democratic Party. Well, I shouldn't make fun of all Democratic Dems, Democratic Party members, but you know the ones like Barack Obama and Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, the ones that like to have one story, say another thing, lie about it, then say they didn't lie, but then try to explain it. Of course, Jorn Vandersloot is the suspect in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway and has come up with so many different stories, it's hard to tell which one is true. I particularly think that the one that he admitted to during the undercover operation in the vehicle is true, but it looks like old Joran is at it again. According to a story on Scared Monkeys that says, according to Dutch reports, Jorn Vandersloot has once again confessed to the death of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway. Vandersloot was the last reported individual to have been with Natalie Holloway prior to her disappearance in Aruba, May 30th, 2005. Vandersloot said in his new confession that he has dumped Natalie Holloway's body in a swamp. Dutch suspect Jorn Vandersloot has confessed to disposing the body of missing American Natalie Holloway while on the Caribbean island of Aruba, the newspaper reported Tuesday. He made the statements in front of a RTL television camera. The confession and the statements by Vandersloot follow a similar confession more than 2 years ago during an undercover operation by Dutch crime reporter Peter R. de Vries, in which prosecutors said that that did not constitute new legal evidence. You know, one thing to say about the Aruban justice system, it's about as goofy as a $3 bill. And I think now that Vandersloot has said two stories that are pretty much similar, and with Jossie Mansour saying on my show the other night that there's a new justice minister, that a real long look needs to be taken at bringing this guy in and taking the evidence that they have, and they seem to have quite a bit of evidence, in fact, two confessions, blurted out confessions by Mr. Vandersloot, take them to court and see what the justice system does. Unfortunately, in Aruba, anything is possible. And like I've said many times before, there are many forms of justice. We'll see which form looks after Paulus and Jorn Vandersloot. Paulus Vandersloot has lost his life. People suspect that he was involved in this. Now Jorn Vandersloot is starting to confess again. Paulus Vandersloot can't be taken to court. Jorn Vandersloot certainly can. But there are also other forms of justice that can be dished out. And I'm not saying vigilante. I'm talking about justice from a higher power. Does that sound goofy? Maybe, but not quite as goofy as Jorn Vandersloot's latest confession. True or not true, I'll let you decide. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.